In all of her years of teaching, this high school class was the most difficult she had ever had. They would talk over one another. They would not listen as she was teaching. And then things kind of moved from practical jokes on others to tossing spitballs at each other, to eventually it came to the point when they began to call each other's names. And it was at that moment she needed to halt this behavior. And she did it with an unusual assignment. She had all the boys and girls take out a sheet of paper and on it write the names of all of the people in the class, but leaving some space in between each of the names. And then she said, "I want you to write what you see as the good and the positive of each one of the students' names that you have on your sheet. I want you to take it seriously because you're going to hand it in to me and I'm going to grade it." And so they did. And at the end, they handed it in and she took them. The next day in class, she surprised them. She had taken and divided all the sheets out and handed each particular boy and girl the sheet with their name and the good and positive things that others had written about them. And they began to read them. And it was the first time that the room had ever been as quiet as it was. No sound. Because they continued to read them and reread them and reread them. At the end of the day, one of the students came up and handed the teacher a sheet of paper. On the top was her name. And written below were all of the things that her students admired about her as a teacher. And they signed their names by what it was that they had written about admiring her. That's not a mountain. It's a classroom. It's not Peter, James, and John, but it's a teacher and a group of students. And it is a moment of transfiguration. It is a moment of transformation. It is a moment when the good and the positive and the grace were realized by a group of students and a teacher. It was things that were unspoken that finally were spoken. And they were revealed to the students and the teacher. A moment of change and transformation in their life. It is a story that fits with our Lenten focus. For those of you who are visitors, I shared all of this last weekend, and so if you want the full explanation of it, you could just go to our website and click on the homily of mine from last weekend. But the focus we have chosen is awaken to God's everyday wonders. Awaken to God's everyday wonders. And what we have invited people to do is to simply take a small packet of post-it notes with the words everyday wonders on the top. Now, I invited them through the past week to look at what were the everyday wonders of God that they experienced during the week and to write it on the post-it note. Put it somewhere where they could see it. And even ask them to take it one more step further, that if they experienced an everyday wonder from someone else in their life, they were to write that down, and if they felt comfortable, give it to that person to let them know of the everyday wonder of God that they are. Those sheets of paper in that story that I just shared are exactly the everyday wonders of God. Peter, James, and John on that mountain experienced the everyday wonder of God as God revealed to them who the Christ was and how they were continuing to listen to him. You and I are agents of transformation, of transfiguration. We have the ability to transfigure and transform sadness to joy, despair to hope, anguish to healing, alienation to community. As agents of transfiguration and transformation, you and I have the opportunity to work with God to bring the wonders of justice to the unjust situation, to bring compassion and care into our world, to bring laughter and joy into God's world that desperately needs to be there. Abraham, in the first reading, was said, "Look up at the stars in the sky, and as many as there are, your descendants are going to even be more." Well, yes, you and I have descendants. There are family members. But you and I are also descendants of the things of God. Hope, joy, healing, welcoming, justice, compassion, care, welcome. We are descendants and bring those numerous things into the lives of other people. God is also doing wondrous things in our life. God is there transforming our lives. God is there in the moments of crisis in our life, the moments of struggle in our life, the moments of pain in our life, the moments of confusion in our life. God is there in those moments when God lifts us up to let us know that we are valued and appreciated. And God's moments of wonder are there in the magnificence of creation around us, in the moment of a child's birth, in the moment when he experienced that love, that unconditional love in our lives. You and I experience those wonders of God in our life daily. And it is with one another, as Peter, James, and John, as that teacher with those students and those students with that teacher, accompany each other to let us know what those wonders of God are. The very first word of our Lenten focus, awaken, it might be a good word to take with us into the week. Peter and James and John fell asleep. If they had stayed asleep, they would have missed that moment, that revelation, that transfiguration, that change. But they woke up. Maybe for us it is simply this week. Awaken. Be aware. See and know the wonders of God every day in our life. Let's pray with that as we go into the coming week. There'll be some more of these available after Mass if you'd like to take one if you didn't have the chance last weekend.